Hello, everyone. Welcome to IST 3004, Hebrew Bible Literature Genesis, the online course for spring 2014. This is Mark George. I am the professor for this class, and I haven't met all of you, but I look forward to getting to know you throughout this course as we work together. And hello to those of you with whom I've worked in the past. This is the first of a few recordings I'm going to do here that will talk through elements of the syllabus. In this one, I want to do some of the initial things, the course description, goals and objectives, and something about the course readings. And I'll make other recordings about the requirements and particularly some of the assignments and the grading and things like that. So the course description, as you have seen on the course page, is that this is a critical exegetical study of the book of Genesis. We'll be giving careful consideration this term to literary aspects of the book, how the texts express a range of socially significant meanings. We'll also give some consideration to the effects or afterlives of Genesis as interpreters have engaged it throughout history. So this class is really designed as a graduate level seminar. It assumes that you have taken either the Hebrew Bible introductory course, preferably, or the New Testament introductory course, which is now an option under the new curricular structure. And I've made that requirement because I think you need that background and general background of the Hebrew Bible, or at least biblical studies, in order to be ready to take this class. If you don't think you're ready, please send me an email and we can talk about your background and whether this will make sense for you. But I assume we all have that background and we can move on from there. As you know, exegesis has to do with, it's a Greek term meaning to bring out the meaning of the text. So we'll be involved in trying to study it closely, to read the texts closely, to see what the Bible itself says, and to be aware as we read it of the book of Genesis as a book, as a piece of literature. This is what I mean by the literary aspects of the book. This means we won't spend as much time on historical questions, archaeological questions, source critical things, redaction questions, things of that nature. It's not that they will be ignored, but they won't be as prominent as will be our consideration of the text as a piece of literature that conveys meanings through that literary artistry. We'll also be looking at, let me add just one more thing. If you are interested in the historical pieces and the archaeological pieces, that's fine. You'll need to do supplemental reading, largely, in order to get at those kinds of questions, because that's not what I've included in the readings. I know it's there. I've had to make decisions. So I've selected things about how to read the text as an integrated literary piece rather than taking it apart, for example, into the sources. So if you want to do that, that's fine. Just know that that's not going to be the major focus for the readings and the assignments in the class. We'll also be looking at questions of the social significance of the texts, also how the texts have been interpreted through history. I've selected readings that pick up both of those things, and I've also tried to structure assignments that will help us think about those issues as we work with Genesis. Our goals and objectives are threefold. The first is to develop and improve the exegetical and interpretive skills that you all have as you read the Hebrew Bible. And we'll be doing this through weekly readings of both the biblical material itself and the secondary literature. And this will help us both to encounter Genesis and try to understand the texts themselves and what do they say, rather than what do we think they say. And then secondary literature, the commentary and other texts by interpreters who are reading these texts and coming up with arguments and readings about them. The second goal and objective is to become more critically aware of the ways in which reading contexts, including our own, those of other scholars, the field of biblical studies, and even other disciplines and contexts influence and shape the interpretation of texts. And our readings, our secondary readings, and our class discussions will help us get at this. And the third goal is to improve your critical thinking and writing skills through your discussions, or our discussions, and the written assignments. The course readings. The required texts are four. I'm going to start with the Bible. Please use the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. It's the required version for all coursework. So all of your postings, all of your discussions, all of your written work, everything that you're doing, you should be referring to the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. That is a requirement. I will insist on it, particularly because in an online class, it's hard to read one another's postings. If we don't hear one's voice, we can't read body language and so on. We may be coming to it, we may have interaction in the discussion on a Monday and come back to it on a Tuesday afternoon. And in the interim, somebody's dinged the fender on the car, or the water heater went out. Or, a family member had a baby and there's all this great news and you come with a very different context and you post something quickly and people, we can't all always read it. So we need to have a generous spirit with one another as we're working online. But part of the way we can try to eliminate confusion is by always using the NRSV. You may also bring into the discussion translations of Genesis from other versions, the NIV, the NAB, the NEB, the JPS. There, as you all know, there are lots of versions. But please start with the NRSV. Please always start with the NRSV so that we have the shared biblical text that we're working with. If you need a printed version of it, I have recommended the HarperCollins Study Bible Student Edition because it's readily available and inexpensive, but there are many different versions of there are many different publications that have the NRSV in it. Just please use the NRSV online. Then we'll be reading Norman Cohen's Noah's Flood, The Genesis Story in Western Thought. Cohen is a well-respected scholar, an historian, and he's looking at the development of the story from its Mesopotamian roots through the Hebrew Bible into the rabbinic period, the early church period, into both Jewish and Christian interpretations of the story, and on into more modern interpretations, including through the 18th, 19th, early 20th centuries, where these naturalistic interpretations came to predominate biblical interpretation and everyone trying to explain things as, well, the flood could have happened this way. With the new Noah movie coming out, I'm sure we'll hear more about this or locations where the ark could have landed because, of course, it must be historically, scientifically true. Cohen is engaging some of that. I think you'll find this a well-written book. The pictures alone should hopefully make it worth your effort in obtaining the book. And he's also then going to read through various ways of interpreting Genesis over the years, things like allegory, rabbinic interpretation, Christian interpretation, literary recountings, and so on. So that'll help us to develop some of the objectives we have in the goals and objectives section. The second book on the list here is David Cotter, Genesis. This is the commentary that we're going to be using. Cotter takes let me say a little bit about him. He's a Benedictine monk. The series that it's in, Berit Olam, is one that looks at the biblical text from a literary perspective, and that's the perspective he takes, the final form, we call it. He's not interested in the sources and whatnot. He's looking at the final form of the text. And he has a particular interest in theological analysis of the text, things like the saving nature of God, of God's love. He'll talk about God's growth and development in relationship with creation and with humanity. He also has a particular interest in how Genesis expresses a concern for the needy and the oppressed. And I think that this will give us a good ongoing conversation partner through the class that of somebody who's carefully reading the text and brings a useful perspective to it. You'll see within the text that within the text of his book, each section has two parts, how the story is structured, in which he'll look at action and character development and things like that, and then his commentary on those sections. He has some awareness of art and literature as interpretations of Genesis. I think that'll complement the Cohen piece as well. So Hopefully these pieces will come together with some interesting harmonies and reinforcing kinds of ideas. Then we have John D. Levinson. This is a relatively new book, Inheriting Abraham, the Legacy of the Patriarch in Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. All three of these religious traditions claim Abraham as an ancestor and try to use Abraham as a way of having interreligious dialogue. Levinson, I think you'll find this to be an interesting, well-written, hopefully somewhat provocative reading of the stories, because he's going to trace how Abraham moves from the Hebrew Bible into the Jewish, Christian, and Muslim traditions. He'll be pointing out the distinctiveness of Abraham in each tradition and making a larger argument about interreligious dialogue and how it's the differences that matter, and learning those differences and being attentive to the nuances of how each tradition is telling these shared stories is really, really, really important for interreligious dialogue. And I think that's something that Levinson's been concerned with in his research and writing. And I think it'll be a good read for us and an interesting reading as we think about the character of Abraham. There are a series of additional readings. I have tried to have a blend of Jewish and Christian, male and female. There's African American interpreters, there are white interpreters, there are Jewish interpreters. There's a reading from somebody at the University of Chicago who is not in religion at all. Some are biblical scholars, some are not. I've really tried to bring a variety of readings to the text. Some will be more literary oriented, some will be very historically oriented. So you will find these all as active links in the weeks where they show up. And I'm still pulling together, this is the 22nd of March, I'm still pulling together a few readings, making a few scans. But by the time we get to all of these readings, I will have provided them for you on the site. And all you have to do is go to the week where it's assigned and click on the link and you'll be able to get it.